This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live in New York on CBS Sports Radio in the Quicken Loans studios. They're plush. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Carver, hi. Am I correct in saying that tomorrow is my last show for a little while?
That would be correct.
So tomorrow's the last one for me.
Yes.
I'm not in trouble. I'm not in, going to a rubber room. I'm not going away to a federal prison camp or anything. I'm just off for, a little bit more than a week. Is that correct?
Correct. You'll be back, I believe, on
the 27th. Back on the 27th. So tomorrow night is what you're telling me is my last live show, and then I won't see you until March.
Tomorrow night is the last show in the month of February where me and you will see each other.
So I won't see you till March, and you're excited about that because you've been overexposed to Pharrell a lot in the 7 years that you've been with me, and you went to Vegas with me, and there were many felonies.
Not necessarily. I mean, I'd rather have it that we were off the same week, to be quite honest with you.
So would I.
Unfortunately, it just didn't work out that way.
It didn't work out that way.
We had to do it the week that after that you were going.
But that's when your cruise is. I think you're going to actually have good weather.
I've been checking, and it looks like.
Because it's like getting warmer and warmer. I don't see any major blizzards and storms.
Now, they have this whole 2 week out. You know, now the weather, you know, all the apps and everything, they give you 2 weeks out.
Really?
But I don't trust the weather anything more than 24 hours. So, but the 2 week out outlook says that down there is like 80.
Beautiful.
Sunny. It's looking sharp. So.
Well, here's to, if I don't talk to you, have a great trip, and I hope you have great weather and a safe cruise and low, no 30-foot waves like I went through.
No, I don't think we're getting that.
That really turned me off to cruising. I told Mavi, I promised you I'd never go on another cruise, right?
You did promise that the second I picked you up. And we make no guarantees that you will not end up in a rubber room because you are spending a week at home with your kids.
It is true.
You're not going to somewhere nice and tropical. Everyone's going to be relaxed. You're just sitting at home, so you might end up in a rubber room.
I'm just going to play ball, dude, and try to chill. You know what I mean? I am hooking up with some people. I do have things planned. Now I've added another event. I'm going to go out to lunch with your boy, High Heat. Spending lunch with High Heat next week.
Nice.
I don't know when, but we are hooking up. I'm also hooking up with your boy Blackjack Ryan. We're going to hook up and shoot Jays. Hopefully this time he won't concuss me.
Even with his busted calf?
With his busted calf, he's still able to shoot, according to him. Not able to play, but he's able to shoot Jays. So we're going to have a shooting workout. We're just going to shoot Jays. And the last time I hooked up with him and shot Jays, we shot about 500 Jays at least, right? For 2 hours straight, we shot Jays. So I enjoy shooting Jays. I have no problem with that. Mafia and I do that a lot as well, where we just shoot Jays and work out. And it's been paying off. We've gotten a lot better at playing basketball. Anyway, I want to go back to this thing, Carver High. I'm very concerned about you, about the U.S. men's hockey team. Can I say this again? Enough. I don't think that I have any expectations for them. Zero. I get it. When you're up 2-0 in a game against a small country like Slovenia, you should win the game, right? Fair enough. But I really never once, ever, since this thing, when the NHL players... when they banned it and Bettman said no, no go, I never once thought for 1 minute that the U.S. hockey team mattered or would do anything in this tournament.
Do you know what they should have did? And this is what they really should have did. They should have sent college kids. They should have sent...
I got no problem with that.
They should have sent up-and-coming...
who did they send? A bunch of AHL guys and minor leaguers?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what you're looking at. A couple guys who have... Obviously, Giannta's.
Why did those leagues put up with it?
Well, because what do they care? I mean, they were fine with it. What are they going to say? No? I mean, it's the AHL. Who cares?
Right.
But
well, I know guys in the NHL are livid about it. Ovechkin
wanted to play, of course. They wanted to be there. I understand one side of what the league is saying. I mean, it's on the other side of the world. It was no benefit to them. They've done this stuff from before. They were in Nagano the first year. They did it in 98. It was a struggle. I get it. If it was in Vancouver or Salt Lake like it's been in the past, I think they would have been there. I think that the location had a lot to do with why the NHL...
Who do you think is going to win it?
I honestly, looking at what's happened so far, and they've only played a couple games.
Right.
I mean, you got the United States losing to Slovenia. I get it. United States, they're not a good team. But Russia, or the Olympic athletes from whatever they're calling themselves, who's supposed to have the best team, because they have Datsyuk, they have Kovalchuk, they have a few guys, they got dropped by Slovakia this morning.
So Russia got dropped by Slovakia. Isn't that who we play next?
Yes.
Tomorrow?
Yes. So, honestly, I couldn't even tell you who will be playing for that gold medal.
Do you think we'll lose
Saturday.
Again, back-to-back losses?
I think anything's possible.
So, what do you people think of it? Does it matter to you how the U.S. men's hockey team does? And the women lost to Canada tonight. 2-1, and Canada and the U.S. are the two best teams in the world.
They will play again in the gold medal game. They purposely put them in the same group so that way, because only four teams make, they go right to the semis in the women's hockey. So only four teams make it to the next round. USA and Canada will both make it, and because they're in the same group, that means they get put on the opposite sides of the bracket.
Is that right?
Which means all they each got to do is win one game, and then what happens?
They're in the final.
They're in the gold medal game again.
So that'll be awesome. You're guaranteeing a U.S.-Canada women's final.
Guaranteed.
Okay, just this note. Golden State lost in Rip City to Portland tonight. I think it was 123-117. The Warriors now are a half game behind the Rockets for the top seed in the West. And everybody's got the Warriors, as we mentioned, penciled in as champs already. Just so you know, the Rockets have one less loss. They're 44-13. The Warriors are 44-14. The Rockets average 114 a game. The Warriors, 115 a game. The Rockets allow 105 a game. The Warriors allow 107.7 a game. So they are dead ringers for one another in terms of productivity and what they allow defensively. And they have almost identical records. And the Rockets have won 10 straight. The Warriors are 6-4-10. The Warriors, everyone think, are automatic, and I am, I have no problem with that. If that's what happens, so be it. But I love this Rocket team. I think they're great. I love what they do. They win at home. They win on the road, almost identical records. They conference-wise, they win 26-8. Division-wise, they win 8-3 in the division. All they do is win. They won again tonight, and I love that team. I think they're very exciting, and I cannot wait. I hope they meet in the Western Final. That's what I want to see. I want to see that seven-gamer. Now, I won't deny Harden has not showed up for, those game sevens, whatever, the deciding games, right? So he's got to stop with that, and he needs to win one of those, take over and win. You know what I mean? Like, step up big in the biggest way possible in his life. Against the Warriors. That's what I want to see. Now, I don't know about you, Houston. I know we're on there on 610. I hope that you believe in this team as much as I do. I like them. I believe in them. I think they're awesome. And they're a special team this year. There's no denying they are built for one thing, and that's to beat Golden State. That's all they're built for. And I think this team, tonight, every starter in double figures. Again, Harden, he's just an assassin, 28 points, 5 threes, 9 of 11 from the stripe. He went 28-9-9, 2 steals and a block shot. He's an absolute badass. And their bench gets it done, Ryan Anderson. And now, obviously, Joe Johnson is on this team. They made that happen, and he can explode at any moment's notice. He had 9 tonight. He'll have games where he'll have 30. He'll step up and have a big night, guaranteed. CP3 had 19 and 7 dimes. Capella, 13 points, 11 boards, 2 block shots. PJ Tucker, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block shot. Love that Rocket team. I really do love them. And I won't deny they beat the Kings. I love that kid Fox, but rough night. 3 of 10 shooting, 9 points. Bogdanovich, I love him too. 20 points tonight, 4 threes. I think that kid can flat out shoot the pill as well. So as far as games tonight, Jazz 11 straight, Carver High, 107-97 over the Suns. They get it done, and Derek Favors had 18 and 12 boards. In that Blazers win, D-Lil had 44 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists. Pelicans 139-117 all over the Lakers. Anthony Davis with 42 and 15. Brow is a freak. Thunder 121-114 over the Grizzlies. Russ had 23, 13, and 15, the triple-double. And then the Raptors blew out the Bulls. Kyle Lowry had 20.7 rebounds, 10 dimes. Clippers by 10 over the Celtics. I got to tell you, the Celtics have not been playing good basketball lately, if you ask me.
Is this their loss in a row?
Yeah, I mean, tonight at home, Clippers bomb you. You're 40 and 19, and you can't beat the Clippers. And they, you know, they don't have Blake Griffin anymore. What do they have? Lou Williams and Jordan? That's it, right? Wizards come back on the Knicks. They blow a 27-point lead. Mafia, how bad are the Knicks when you have your boy Hardaway? He had 32 in the first half. He had 5 points the rest of the game. How bad is it when you have 32 in one half and then 5 in the second half? Like, what happened? And how did they blow a 27-point lead? How bad do they suck that they can't finish a game that they lead by 27? That's unbelievable. That lets you know how bad they are.
And not only that, you're at home, too. So it's not like you're on the road and the crowd is against you. You're up big. You're lighting it up. You're, you know, the guy that you signed in the offseason, your big offseason acquisition, who has been terrible shooting the ball for the last month, finally gets off the schneid, finally is lighting it up. And then you go into halftime and just forget to come back out and play the second half. You barely score. You just let the crowd get completely out of it, and you blow it.
They've lost 8 straight. The Nets lost again. They've lost 7 straight and have 1 win in their last 10. And I went to see them play double overtime and lose to the Pelicans. They lost again tonight by 5 to the Pacers. I think the Pacers were laying 4.5.
I think that the race for the top pick is actually going to be more interesting than any of these playoff
races. Right.
Or who has the most ping pong balls, I should say, because obviously you got 6 teams right now with 18 wins. It's crazy. All of them right there at the top. And the Knicks have played so bad that they are slowly starting to push themselves into that mix. They now have their 23 and 36. They're getting close to those. And everybody lost tonight in the worst 10 records. So I'm more interested in what's going on with all this than who's going to make the playoffs.
Victor Oladipo had 25 points for the Pacers tonight in that win over the Nets at Barclays. Sixers at home by 2 over the Heat in a really good game. Ben Simmons had a triple-double, 18, 12, and 10. Bottom line is Dwayne Wade's back with Miami, and it doesn't matter. They keep losing. Hornets by 2 over the Magic in Orlando. I think the Magic were getting like 3 or 4 points in that game. I hit that bet. Pistons over the Hawks, 104-98. Mafia, I think I had in the Pistons win, Ish Smith had 22 and 9 dimes. I think I had a really good night in the NBA.
18-5-1?
Yeah, 18-5-1. I really suck at picking winners. You know what I mean? I just thought I'd mention that. No one hits more winners than Pharrell on TheBench.com. It's that simple. What a deal. You get every pick, every sport, every game, every day, like the NBA tonight, 18-5-1. That's cash money, Holmes. Tomorrow night, Lakers at Minnesota, Denver and Milwaukee, College Rack, Cincinnati at Houston, Arizona at Arizona State, among others. And hockey, there's 11 games tomorrow, L.A., Pittsburgh, Calgary, Nashville. No one hits more hockey games than PharrellOnTheBench.com. Boxing, we hit so many fights in boxing and MMA, we could live off of that alone, making people money in that department when people get punched in the face and kicked in the face. Danny Garcia and Brandon Rios Saturday night on Showtime, that'll be on there as well. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Sign up today, you won't regret it. Everybody's doing it, they just won't admit it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Have you ever noticed that, Mafia, that you can't find their spreads, the New Mexico State team? Why is that? Have you ever noticed that? Huh?
Because no one cares about them?
Well, no, they're actually pretty good. I mean, they win a lot of games. I think they got like 21 or 22 wins already. They're a good team, but every time I look for their spread every night, I can never find it. I can find everything else, but I can't find the New Mexico State spread. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I woke up in a good mood. I don't know what the hell happened. There you go. Anyway, on this date, going back to like, you know, whatever, Wednesday, Larry Bird was feeling bored back in the day in 86. So he told his teammates that he was going to play the game left-handed, just shoot every shot with his left hand. He went out and finished with 47 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 dimes in an overtime win over Portland. I remember this story. It's like one of the greatest stories ever, right? That guy played the whole game and shot with his left hand and still had 47 points. How crazy, a triple-double, 14 rebounds, 11 dimes. How crazy is that? You think Paul Pierce could do that?
No.
Remember when, like, didn't Robert Parrish? How insane was that guy to say that Robert Parrish said that Paul Pierce is the best Celtic ever offensively? There's not even a question. There's no one even alive that lives there that could agree. Honestly, how do you agree with that? You got to be half drunk. Paul Pierce against Larry Bird? It's not even, isn't that like end of discussion in like 5 seconds? It's not even worth mentioning. It's not even an argument. It's not even worth talking about. You can never go up against my boy Larry Bird in anything. Do you think the Springfield Hall of Fame will have a wing for Paul Pierce? No offense. Paul Pierce was a good player, right? But do you think he'll have his own wing at the Hall of Fame like Larry Bird does? I mean, honestly.
No.
I mean, come on. He played left-handed one night and had a triple-double just for fun. Not only that, wasn't Paul Pierce a big trash talker? No one was a better trash talker than Larry Bird, right? Was he not the best? He'd drive you nuts. He would absolutely drive you nuts. Did you see my boy Amari Israel is going to play in the Big Three?
Yeah, he's going to be playing with Nasty Nate Robinson. And a couple other guys.
Tri-State. Weren't they the champs?
I don't know.
I think they were. With Chad Robinson and O'Neal, that both in his contention. Oh, debut, they went 3-5. Maybe they didn't win it.
I hope not. If they went 3-5, they were the champs. That's pretty pathetic.
No, the team that won it went undefeated. I forgot. Anyway, I don't care. Johnny Football will join the Spring League scouting event amid the NFL comeback talk. Carver High, what is the Spring League?
I'm not really sure, but...
Three-week scouting event in Austin, Texas.
They show it on TV, apparently. Apparently, they show it.
Turner Sports.
Turner Sports.
On their streaming service. It's four teams that play two games apiece.
Sounds exhilarating, and it'll give Johnny a chance to get in there, show what he's got, get picked up by an NFL team. If not, he'll head to the Canadian League. The comeback is on, baby. Johnny Football, let's do it.
He said he's not drinking. The way I look at it, going back to the last couple of years, I was self-medicating with alcohol. That's what I thought was making me happy and getting me out of the depression to the point where I had some sense of happiness. What did it get me? It got me out of the NFL. Disgrace. I went 5 months until I really fell back into a little depression where I didn't drink, but I still... was going to therapy. The difference that I know this year is I started looking at my mental health. I'm taking medication for bipolar. I'm working to make sure I don't fall into depression because I know where that leads me. His journey included an offer from the CFL Hamilton Tiger Cats, but the deadline for the side strike deal passed without a deal. Blah, blah, blah. They wish Johnny, as he embarks on a return to football, well, I'm not expecting anything, he told sources. I know it's going to be a journey and it's going to take some time, but I still feel like I have time to do it and make it happen. So that's the goal. That's the long-term goal for me. There you go. So did you see all these cuts that I gave you? The NFL potential cuts. Did you agree or disagree with any of those? Tyrod Taylor, DeMarco Murray, Mo Wilkerson, Matt Forte, Julius Thomas, in terms of Jeremy Maclin, Brian Cushing, Aqib Talib, Chris Ivory, Tomba Hall, Derek Johnson. We already know Derek Johnson's not coming back, right, with the Chiefs? And then Mike Mitchell, Steelers. Are any of those names, does any of them stand out to you in terms of that you would disagree that they're going to get cut? Any of them stand out to you? Tyrod Taylor, DeMarco Murray, Mo Wilkerson, Matt Forte, Julius Thomas, Jeremy Maclin, Brian Cushing, Aqib Talib, Chris Ivory, Tomba Ahali.
Any of those sound about right for all those.
In the NFC, Brandon Marshall, Giants, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb. I don't know about that.
One or the other, it says.
Not both.
Oh, one or the other. Doug Martin, Mike Glennon, and then the other ones, Deion Sims, Marcus Wheaton, and Marcus Cooper. No one even cares about them. Glennon's already toast. Jonathan Stewart, Charles Johnson of the Panthers, Adrian Peterson, I think he's toast. Tavon Austin, the Rams wide receiver, he never amounted to a hill of beans, did he?
Zero.
And Cliff Averill, do you think he'll be cut?
Probably. Isn't he hurt, too? He's another one of
those. It would save him $7 million in cap relief. What about Dez Bryant?
I do. That's going to be the toughest one on there.
No way.
You don't think they'll cut him?
Uh-uh.
That's a lot.
Orlando Scandrick, Robert Quinn, Rams, Torrey Smith, Eagles. He just won a Super Bowl. You think they'll cut him?
I would. He stinks.
What about Eli Apple? Do you think they'll cut him?
I would. He stinks.
They hate him, right?
Too much drama with him.
A drama, a little troublemaker. He's a punk ass. Isn't that right? There you go.
You really think they're going to cut Jordy Nelson?
Just so I remember.
It is number 12's birthday.
It is. Jim Kelly's birthday, yes, on Wednesday. So God bless Jim Kelly forever.
One of the legend of the game.
Clearly, God is a huge fan of Jim Kelly's.
Yes, he is.
What he has done in the NFL and what he's done surviving cancer, God clearly rooting for Jim Kelly like we are always here on the bench and all of Buffalo. Your boy Tim Tebow, play for the Cubs? No way. Play for the XL? Don't rule it out. Is he going to go to the Mets spring training? Is he going
to
be
there? Yes, he's reporting to camp.
Is he?
Yes.
He's a minor leaguer. He's in their system. He plays.
Right. So he didn't do that bad, did he?
No. He actually got promoted to single A from the rookie team, but he wasn't very good.
Didn't he go up one more after that, too?
He went up twice?
Yeah.
I know he went up at least once.
What about your boy Moustakas? Do you believe that the Yankees are actually going to cut a deal with Moustakas? Your boy Heyman is saying that might happen.
I don't, because the only way they'd be able to do that is if they found somebody to take Ellsbury, and that's not going to happen.
No one wants Ellsbury.
I think they like him, but they want to get underneath that luxury cap number.
Looks like we're going to have to get Scott Miller back on the show to talk about Jake
Peavy.
Big story
to get on Peavy, yeah.
Maybe we'll track him down tomorrow. You know, he's probably at the Scottsdale doing some kind of troublemaking with
that. That was a big story he did on Peavy there.
Very big. I didn't know all that happened to Peavy. He got fleeced for $15 million. That's crazy, right? Says here that the Jamaican bobsled coach quit. She says she owns the team's sled. She's very angry.
She wants to take the sled with her. They went
and go
there.
Back to Ocho Rios.
Well, the coach is actually German. And the coach, I guess, went there with them, and something happened between her and the Jamaican Olympic Committee or something, and she's, like, going home. But she's like, yeah, I'm not leaving without that. That's mine.
Give me my sled.
And they kind of need that to go down the mountain, so.
How do you travel with a bobsled?
I have no idea.
Sanka, you dead?
Yeah, man.
That's actual footage of her at the terminal trying to check into her flight.
It's kind of a winter sport, you know. You mean winter as in ice.
But it does.
Baby. You mean winter as in igloos and Eskimos and penguins and ice? Possibly. See you.
But it does shape up to write a better script for the sequel to Cool Runnings that they're going to do here.
Part duh.
Do the words give up mean anything to you?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. Let's go to Chris in Massachusetts off 98.5 The Hub in Boston.
Hello, Farrell.
Hey.
What's going on, man? You know what I want to talk about real quick is Paul Pierce, and you compared Paul Pierce to Larry Bird earlier.
Listen, I was already going to hang up on him for his nonsense. Did you hear the guy? What did he just say to me? He said, Paul Pierce is the greatest athlete he's ever seen.
And he said, you were comparing
Paul
Pierce to Larry Bird. You.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Have another drink, dude. Go to bed.
It was the Chief.
That Robert Parrish did it, not me. Listen, I don't know how I can say this any more explicitly. There is no comparing Larry Bird to anyone in the Boston Celtics organization. Thank you. The only person that I can even mention in the same breath with him is Bill Russell. Is that fair enough? Thank you. Boom. Christ, I thought Havlicek was better than Pierce, too. How do you like them apples? Anyway, whatever. So, listen, here's a tip for you, too. Here's some advice. Since no one heard the phone call, don't call up here with your foul mouth, cussing and swearing, and think that it's going to go over very well here at the Vatican Network. Okay, thanks. You moron. Anyway, did you see this? This is a two-year FBI probe we know about college basketball, right? Now they're saying it could result in more, basically more charges levied against coaches and people than originally thought. According to reports, the ongoing investigation, now they're saying there could be 36 Division I programs nailed soon, all of which, several at least, are upper-tier programs, not mid-majors. You're talking about teams that are already upper-tier programs. 36 programs are about to get nailed by the FBI for cheating. Corruption in college basketball. The FBI investigation, sources said, the probe could result in violations for as many as 36 programs based on information, including wiretaps, defendants' financial records, emails, cell phone records seized by the NBA agent Andy Miller. His office was raided. Tomorrow morning, Adidas executives, their lawyers, are going to, and this sports agent, Christian Dawkins, expected the lawyers to argue in U.S. District Court in New York that their clients are accused of doing does not constitute a federal crime. They're trying to get their clients off on federal charges. These arguments are going to come after charges were dropped against former AU program director Brad Augustine in the corruption and bribery scandal. There's speculation this season about which programs might or might not be a hit in the case. We'll see what happens, but that does not sound good. Early Vegas over-unders on some baseball teams. Do you see these numbers? Nationals, 91.5 wins. I think they can top that.
They'll go way over that.
Orioles, 77.5 wins.
Under.
Brewers, 81.5 wins.
That's close. That's kind of right there.
Texas, 78.5 wins.
I'm not that high on them.
The Marlins, 64.5 wins.
What I say the other night, they were going to go, what, 60 and 102 or something
right,
like that? I'd probably take the under.
So Champions League, you gave me some results. A Real Madrid over PSG 3-1.
Well, it's always fun when Ronaldo and Neymar face off, right? That's always a big
right.
Whenever any two of those three big names play each other, it's huge. PSG.
So Ronaldo had two goals.
Ronaldo had two goals, and Real Madrid beat them. So they're in control going into the second leg at PSG.
And then Liverpool over Porto, 5-0.
Smashed them. The English teams are actually doing really well in the Champions League this year.
It returns next week with another batch of round of 16. There's some big games. Chelsea and Barcelona.
Huge.
And then
Man U playing Seville.
Seville and Man U, yeah, how about that? Carver High slipping in the big Champions League news. NHL handing out fines, including the Bufflin slash. A lot of people got fined. Who else? Derek Eglund, he got fined. Dustin Bufflin fined. Madison Bowie, David Bowie, blah, 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 blah. There you go. How about Doug Wade? What's the fallout from Doug Wade blaming the fans. He basically backtracked today after you said he was doomed. Everyone said that was not a wise idea overnight. What have you done? You need to say something and backtrack is what he did.
Well, they obviously got together this morning, and he came out with the whole, you know, I was blaming our team for the atmosphere in the building not
liar.
Being good.
Liar.
Exactly.
Liar.
It's called damage control.
He's a liar.
And then later today,
liar.
The fans got together and purchased two billboards down the block from the Barclays Center, which apparently are going to have Snow Must Go put on them. They've already got one secure. They did a GoFundMe. And now down on 6th Avenue by the Barclays Center right there in downtown Brooklyn, Snow Must Go will be up on the board.
So they got two billboards. Are they both going to say
the same
thing? They
got one secured, and now they've almost got enough for a second one.
How about the second one? Doug Waite blames the fans
for the Islanders' problems. The second one will have something to do with Waite.
The NHL's longest active playoff streaks, the last miss for the Penguins 11 years ago, 2005-06. Blackhawks have made it 9 straight years, Rangers 7 straight years. Is that right? So Penguins have the longest streak in hockey. The Golden Knights are the third team in NHL history to post 20 home wins in their inaugural season, joining the Hartford Whalers and LA Kings, who both had over 20 in their inaugural season. Home wins, that is. But they still got a bunch of games left. How about that? Did you see the Monday morning quarterback? That's our boy Peter King. They did their draft board. Saquon Barkley was number one. They had Sam Darnold at 6. They had Josh Rosen at 9. They had Baker Mayfield at 18.
Now, this is obviously where
Josh Allen at 20, the Wyoming quarterback.
This is obviously where they feel they ranked him as what they'll be in the NFL, not where they'll go in the draft. Obviously, we know.
This is their ranking in terms of talent.
Correct. Because obviously we know that it's going to go quarterback. You know, there's going to be 3 or 4 quarterbacks taken in the first 5 to 7 picks. So.
They had Lamar Jackson at Louisville 30th. I'm just looking at some of these players here that people seem to key on. Sony Michel, is that the guy at Georgia, the running back?
Yes.
Yeah, they have him at 47.
I think he'd be a nice deal for somebody in the second round.
There you go. Did you see the FPI preseason rankings for college football, which are the power index, I believe. Is that correct?
On February 14th?
The Football Power Index initial preseason rankings have been released. And so team performance over the past 4 seasons, emphasis on last season, returning starters at quarterback, offense, and defense, whether a team has a returning head coach, and recruiting rankings. Here is the list. It's Clemson, number 1. Alabama, number 2. Georgia 3, Ohio State 4, Notre Dame 5, then Washington, Peterson at 6, Auburn 7, Penn State, Franklin 8, Oklahoma 9, and D'Antonio at Michigan State 10, your boy Harbaugh at Michigan 11. How about Wisconsin 12th? Weren't they like kicking Miami's ass in the Orange Bowl and, like, one of the best teams in college football, and they get no respect at all? Stanford 13th, Miami 14th, USC 15th, Mississippi State 16th, then Texas, Florida State 18th. After that great season they just had, the fact that they're ranked is laughable.
I don't get no respect at all.
Oregon 19th, A&M 20th, and then Oklahoma State, Florida, Vatek, Georgia Tech, and Iowa round out the top 25. Some other notables. Ed Orgeron at LSU, 26th. Muschamp at South Carolina, 28th. Fitzgerald at Northwestern, 32nd. How about Patterson at TCU? He's great, right? 34th. They get no respect at all. Boise State gets no respect, 37th.
I don't get no respect at all.
How about UCLA, 49th? Cuse, 55th. Pitt, 57th. Indiana, my alma mater, great football program, 66th. Jesus.
Great football program.
Great. Just a Kansas, always fantastic. 82nd. There you go. And then number 100, Oregon State. And then the Rebels of UNLV 103. Got to stick in the Rebels. Good evening, Las Vegas. Get the I Am Scott Farrell app in the App Store free. I think you'll like it. The podcast comes out after the show and then tomorrow. All on Twitter, at Scott Farrell, at On Demand CBS. You can get the crew at Carver High CBS, at ILC Podcast, at On Air Mafia. Don't forget ILC Podcast live show, Feb 24 at Offside
next
Tavern.
Next
Saturday on 14th Street, 6 p.m. in New York City. I'll see you tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on CBS Sports Radio. For Carver, I Am Mafia. I'm Farrell. Good night.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.